Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, January 8th, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. We welcome your breaking news, and I'm your host, Steve Roush. If you want to send us breaking news, do so. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Packaging Corporation of America is starting up a facility on Monday after they had closed it down for a while. Also making headlines last week, Salvamo has made an acquisition, and Canfor is extending its sawmill curtailments in British Columbia by 2 weeks. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, January 7th at 52.84, up 169 points, or 3.3% from the December 31st close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 2.8%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Sappi, gaining 11.9%, followed by Quad Graphics, up 11.3%. The biggest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, closing down 17.9%. Now, over the past year, Rayonier Advanced Materials has been the top performer, gaining 36.7%, and the deepest decliner has been Glatfelter, down 85%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 2.8%, while the PM40 is up 3.5%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline, Northampton, Massachusetts. Rayonier holds its first U.S. employee planting day. Rayonier invited non-forestry employees into the woods recently for its first ever employee planning day in the United States. Under the guidance of company foresters, about 50 employees planted 4,000 seedlings on a Rainier forest tract near their Florida headquarters. Working in fields like accounting, IT, and HR, these employees enable Rainier to be the steward of more than 2.5 million acres of land, but they rarely get to work in the woods themselves, Rainier said. The event, called More Than Planting, gave these folks the chance to play a direct role in reforesting a forest that has been planted and replanted 4 times now. The seedlings came from seeds developed in Rainier's orchards and grown for 18 months in Rainier's nurseries. As a sustainable forestry company, Rainier plants more than 30 million seedlings across the U.S. every year and New Zealand. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper announces changes to its executive team. International Paper announced changes to its senior leadership team this past week, including the retirement of long-serving executive and organizational shifts to enhance agility in serving customers and driving profitable growth. Greg Wanta, senior vice president of the company's North American container business, will retire after transitioning responsibilities. Quote, I would like to thank Greg for his 31 years of service and wish him well in his retirement. Greg led the North American container business since 2016, and his contributions to the company are foundational to our growth plans, said Mark Sutton, chairman and chief executive officer of International Paper. Now, the following leadership moves are effective immediately. Tom Hammack has been named Senior Vice President, North American Container, and Chief Commercial Officer. Jay Royalty has been named Senior Vice President, Container Board, and Recycling. He will also retain interim responsibility for the company's EMEA packaging business. Clay Ellis has been named Senior Vice President of Global Cellulose Fibers. International Paper Board of Directors has also elected 2 new executives to Sutton's leadership team. Amy Gregg has been elected Senior Vice President, Supply Chain and Information Technology. And Allison Magnus has been elected Senior Vice President of Manufacturing and Environment, Health and Safety. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Northampton, Massachusetts. International Paper and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, also known as the NFWF, are helping landowners in Texas restore and manage their forests through IP's Forest Lands Stewards Partnership. These efforts will benefit drinking water supplies and wildlife habitat, improve recreational opportunities, and support forest sector jobs. Now, with support from Forest Lands Stewards, the Texas Longleaf team and their partners have worked with private landowners to establish more than 4,700 acres of longleaf. More than 2.8 million trees were planted, and an additional 37,000 acres of existing longleaf were improved and maintained with prescribed fire and other management treatments. Prescribed burn certification workshops show landowners how fire is an essential forest management tool for reducing hazardous fuels and creating better wildlife habitat. Fire suppression, conversion to other forest types, and forest conservation to other land uses, such as agriculture and housing, have reduced longleaf acreage to less than 5% of its historical range. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Alabama. Packaging Corporation facility in Alabama starts back up Monday. The Packaging Corporation of America paper mill in Jackson, Alabama, has called employees back to work and is expected to resume production on Monday, January 9th. The mill, however, has not made a public statement on restarting. Now, PCA shocked employees in the community in mid-November when it announced that it was temporarily laying off all of its 400-plus workers and idling the mill. Packaging Corporation of America didn't elaborate at the time, but it did issue a brief statement that the shutdown was due to economic conditions and lower demand for its products, and the company fully intended to resume operations after the holidays, end of quote. PCA recently converted the Jackson Mill from the exclusive manufacturer of white paper to also making liner board or brown paper used to make cardboard boxes, which I think we all know that. Apparently, there was a large inventory of liner board and boxes on the market, resulting in sluggish or no sales of the products, which resulted in Packaging Corporation of America's action to let the inventories catch up with demand. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Canfor to extend sawmill curtailments in British Columbia by 2 weeks. Canfor Corporation will extend sawmill curtailments in British Columbia due to the ongoing weak market conditions and the lack of available economic fiber, the company announced. The production capacity will be reduced through two-week curtailment extensions in January at select solid wood facilities in British Columbia. Now, this will remove approximately 21 million board feet in addition to the 150 million board feet previously announced on December 5th of 2022. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. Sylvamo to boost capacity through Nymölla mill acquisition. Sylvamo, the world's paper company, so they call themselves, and maybe they are, closed an agreement on this past Monday, acquiring Stora Enso's uncoated free sheet paper mill in Nymölla, Sweden, for 150 million euros. The mill, strong brands it produces, and team members who operate and support the facility are now officially part of Sylvamo. Now, here comes a quote, quote, "The Nymölla mill strengthens our uncoated free sheet product mix and enables us to serve customers across Europe and around the world more effectively," says Jean-Michel Rebiaras, chairman and chief executive officer of Sylvamo. Jean-Michel Rebiaras continues, quote, "We'd like to welcome our new team members to the world's paper company," end of quote. Now, the integrated mill has two pulp lines and the capacity to produce approximately 500,000 short tons of uncoated free sheet on two paper machines. The mill produces several brands, including multi-copy and paper used for office printing, business forms, digital printing, offset for printing books, and much, much more. We'll have one more quote, quote, "I'd like to welcome Sylvamo to Skagen as the mill becomes a part of the world's paper company. We look forward to a long-lasting and prosperous relationship for years to come," said Michael Lindemann, mill manager of Nymölla Mill. That's an excellent sentiment, Michael. "The Nymölla Mill has excellent environmental footprint," says Sylvamo, which complements Sylvamo's purpose to produce paper in the most responsible and sustainable ways. "The low-cost mill generates 85% of its energy needs from carbon-neutral, renewable biomass residuals." And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back in now, back to the news. Here comes the headline, Cellmark introduces new packaging and paper division. Cellmark says it's introducing a new division, Cellmark Packaging and Paper. The division is the result of a merger of its two existing divisions, Cellmark Packaging and Cellmark Paper. Cellmark Packaging and Paper will offer marketing and distribution, supply chain efficiency, and logistics and financing solutions across the globe. The division has experienced representation of the full spectrum of publishing papers, office and book papers, container board, liner board, valued added bleached and unbleached craft papers, tissue papers, packaging papers, and specialty packaging and food boards. With a team of 145 professional folks, the division will be active in over 30 countries, covering the markets on five continents with a network of 14 sales offices. Now, Cellmark Packaging and Paper will be headed by Joe Hoffman, formerly division president of Cellmark Paper. Dateline, Bethesda, Maryland. Enviva gives a statement regarding the Dutch Parliament's motion on sustainably sourced biomass. Enviva Incorporated, the world's leading producer of sustainably sourced woody biomass, issued the following statement regarding the Dutch Parliament's motion on sustainably sourced biomass. The statement reads, Enviva fully supports the principle that financial assistance should only be provided for woody biomass that is sourced sustainably. As a U.S. producer and exporter of wood pellets, complying with all applicable rules and regulations in the markets we operate is critical to our business. The Netherlands is no exception. The motion passed in Dutch Parliament in mid-December 2022 requests that the Dutch government ensure that subsidies are not awarded to parties that do not comply with sustainability criteria through proper certification. Enviva is in full compliance with the sustainability criteria, which requires extensive independent auditing and certification. Therefore, we do not expect any adverse economic impact on Enviva. Now, here comes a quote, quote, "We have the utmost confidence that the wood pellets we deliver into the Netherlands meet the Dutch sustainability criteria," said Thomas Meth, president and chief executive officer of Enviva. Thomas Meth continues, quote, "Enviva's production is certified by the Sustainable Biomass Program, also known as the SBP, annually audited and always is complied with the Dutch Ministry of Climate's sustainability criteria," end of quote. Now, on the domestic front, President Biden recently signed into law a $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that recognizes forest bioenergy as a renewable energy source, declares it carbon neutral, provided the use of the forest biomass for energy production does not cause conversion of forest to non-forest use, and directs federal agencies to recognize the full benefits of the use of forest biomass for energy conservation and in responsible forest management. The legislation further complements the U.S. government's investment in and support for energy security and climate change resources, as previously seen in the passage of the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which utilizes investments and tax credits to incentivize and employ in the deployment of wind, solar, and other renewable power sources, including sustainably sourced biomass. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.